From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Welcome to another episode of Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem. Mistress Oisey saying, welcome.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, oh my God, it's gotten cold. It's all of a sudden, I swear to God, it must be winter.
Wah. This is Mistress Mystery saying, keep warm, peeps. Seriously, it is freaking cold out there.
Mosh for warmth.
Yes, mosh for warmth.
So get out to a live show to stay warm.
There you go.
And mosh for warmth.
That's a wicked idea.
All right. Sounds like a legit idea to me.
All right, totally legit.
Then what the hell are we doing here? We're doing our show. Yeah. Never mind.
If we mosh, it makes it hard to talk on the mic.
It does.
True.
Things are bumping around, getting dropped.
All you hear is...
It's going to be horrible on the mic. Oh, my God. You apologize for the sound effect?
All right, we just got done playing some Brad Craig. They're out of Missoula, Montana. The song we played for you was 109. Brad Craig is a guitar player, musician living in Missoula, Montana. He's a very busy
I just think it's odd that we're playing 109 and this is the 109 episode. Well, that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Did DJ Sun plan that on purpose?
That's crazy.
Good job, DJ Sun.
The song is called 109 that we just got done playing, and the episode is
109.
That's crazy.
Did you do that? Oh, he didn't do that.
On purpose? Oh, my God. Whoa. Awesome like that.
It just okay. happened,
that
people.
That works, man.
All right, so it's episode 109, and the song was 109 by Brad Craig. Very cool. Quinky dink. All right, Brad Craig, he's extremely busy. He's got his solo work, and he's in the band Shot Stereo. And also plays guitar for Missoula's Red Carpet Devils. Holy crickets, man. When do you sleep?
He right?
doesn't sleep. Damn. He's a musician. They only sleep like 3 hours
is
a night.
This epic. Not,
it is. He's really talented. We actually got the chance to meet him at the Wednesday 13 Universal Choke Science show. He was pretty awesome. It was nice to put a face to the music.
Absolutely. It's not what I was expecting.
It's the people that you run into. You're like, you exist outside of Facebook? No way. I ran into somebody at Walmart today that was like that. It was like, holy shit, you exist? It's not just a wow. Facebook update or...
See, that's why you go to live shows.
Yeah, so you go to live shows to prove that you're real. Or Walmart. Walmart's scary.
Oh,
we don't recommend Walmart.
I don't live recommend shows, Walmart. Live shows. That's a lot more funner.
I work in Walmart, but not for Walmart.
See, you mosh people inside of Walmart, they get offended.
The police
they do.
Come. And
like your picture gets put up at Walmart. Do not accept this person into the door. And
mm-hmm.
Not that I would know about that. I wear shades when I go into Walmart.
All right, we're going to get back into the music now. We're going to head over to the Billings, Montana area with some music from our buddies at the Farthest Edge.
This is somebody that I used to know. Fantastic chemistry between these members. Members.
It's awesome when members get along.
And chemistry.
This actually is a cover tune.
The video for the original is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's freaking wild.
Maybe the Farthest Edge will get back and...
Make a trippy video right? to go with it.
Right.
You always see those trippy videos from the 70s and 80s and wonder what kind of drugs they could have been on when they made those. And then when you find out they're sober, you're like, how did that happen?
Like the David Bowie and, oh God, it's Mick Jagger.
David Bowie has a lot of trippy ones.
That's a weird video. I can't remember what the name of the song is, but it's weird. Oh, Dancing in the Streets, duh. yeah, it's just a very odd. You sit there and you watch, you're like, how many
The things
drugs?
That you watch and you're just like, you
or
watch.
Or this video.
Yeah.
At the very end of the credits, it should say, you know, the amount of drugs were, we'd like to think.
We'd like
LSD.
To think this drug, this drug, this drug, and this drug, and these are our dealers.
Oh, and don't forget the shrooms.
All right, this is the Farthest Edge on Montana Metal.
Your records and the change your number, and I don't even need your love.
that was thrown a malediction, and their song was This Tangled Life. Those guys are out of Kalispell, closely new to our Montana metal. They've only been with us a little while. But like anyone, we just accept them in the family, and they are awesome.
They're badass. Eric Horner is the member of that band, formed in 2006, described as doom metal by MetalReview.com as doom metal that shouldn't go under the radar. They have a manic self-expression of doom and despair, and they've been rotating members, giggity, throughout the years. And he also plays bass for Montana metal band Resurgence, our buddies up in the Kalispell area, who kick a lot of ass as well.
So he's another one of those band members that just plays with everybody, and it's just awesome.
Giggity.
Good chemistry with the members.
Good chemistry with the members. It's always good. Yep.
You can follow Throne of Malediction on Facebook and Bandcamp. We're going to head over to the Great Falls area and listen to some Oz Unfavored. We want to remind you guys to submit your music or make a request at mistressofmayhem.com. You can get your band onto Montana Metal, or you also can get it on Metal Local.
And if you're awesome and we love you, you definitely will.
Right?
We're going to listen to some On Display by Odds Unfavored.
I'm Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to
Mistresses of Mayhem.
JJ from Universal Choke Sign, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
Hammer on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal with Mass Prosthetic Malfunction.
That's one of those names you cannot say that drunk.
No.
Nope. I'm like, I'm not even going to try.
I can't even say it sober.
I want to say sober, MPM. I have to slow down. I'm like,
let's go MPM.
I'm like, it's Loin Hammer. It's one of their songs. It's awesome. Turn it up. It's track such and such. That's usually how I tell people what song. It's like, go buy the CD. It's this track.
Right?
It's awesome.
That's how you solve that problem. Buy there the CD. Go. Support the band. They're out of the Flathead area. They've got Devin, Doug, Jared, Jeremy, and David. You can follow them on the social media networks, Bands in Town, Facebook, Reverb Nation, and YouTube. These guys are badass, and they just have an amazing soul-thrashing harmony. It's in their description, and that's when you hear it, you're just like,
you understand what they
you
mean.
Understand when you understand their description.
Description.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. It's one of those rough, like Viking, like God, Thor coming down type music.
Vikings are awesome, though.
You said I could say Loin Hammer.
Did I say you could say Loin Hammer?
Yeah, you always say I could say it. But
oh, I'm sorry.
You took it away from me.
Because it's Loin Hammer, we fight over who gets to go first.
Yes, because I have the funnest time saying Loin Hammer. Just love it.
It is. It's fun to say.
I like loins.
Like she's loins. Like, I loins. Like loins. I like doing the hammer. It's awesome because it's hair time.
Do, 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 do. Do, do. Do, do.
Can't touch this.
Yep. There's the mayhem.
Yeah. Yep. Squirrel. Anyway, we're heading over to the Missoula area. And this is some Judgment Hammer.
Keeping in the Viking settlement. And
the hammer.
The hammer theme. And
hammer.
Hammers and Vikings.
It's loins and Judgment.
The Montana Metal. It just, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Like
very
I said, hammer. It's hammer time.
Hammer time.
You just didn't know it. Of course, Jared, Dustin, and Sid and Terrell have been together since 2004 in 80s thrash metal.
Gotta love these guys. You can follow them on Facebook and Judgment Hammer, all one word, .com.
I was going to say, if it's not one word, it's kind of hard. Especially
well, you know, sometimes people put like little hyphens or underscores
and stuff like that. I like comma putting that in my passwords. I'm going to put a space just because I can.
Dot backslash something. I don't know. Anyway.
We've been to lots of websites. It's awesome. Most of ours have X's involved, though, so you got to forgive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like sexy bitches. It probably is that website. I'm not the problem thing. It's not that I've really been there. I'm just totally making it up, people.
Yeah, let's just, yeah.
And if that's not a website, I don't want it.
No.
Well, maybe I do. I don't know what I'll use it for, but I'll, yeah.
Yeah, send it to
maybe,
DJ Sun.
Maybe.
And then that way we'll know.
Right?
Yeah.
Send us the link. It'll be awesome.
Absolutely.
Like, I found your website, sexybitches.com. Like, oh, crap, it's our photos. Like, yeah, I started it for you. It's okay.
All right. This is some Judgment Hammer with Lightning War on Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
This is Quentin with the Water Proxy, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was some music from Enrapture with Synthesize from Billings, Montana. You got Nate, Tony, Zach, Sam, Kaylee, and Junior Anderson. Formed in 2014, kick-ass band that you can stalk and love and follow on Facebook and EnrapturedMusic.com. The album Oceans to Arsenic is now available. Visit their website for more information. We want you guys to tune in next week.
We've got lots of awesome bands coming up, like Stupid Human Suit, Artotis, and Salmon Rape. I love Salmon Rape.
I love saying their name.
Just love saying their name. I keep saying I need to make sure, you know, everyone has a shirt that says Salmon Rape.
I would totally wear
just
a shirt
to stock up conversations, you know. You think you get crappy looks. Wear a Salmon Rape and a Stupid Human Suit.
There you go.
People will definitely give you that look. They need to tour together.
They do.
Oh my God.
Join the Salmon Rape Stupid Human Suit Tour.
With Black Jesus Vomit.
That would be like, awesome.
Like, and we'll have to pick up some more offensive bands. We like it all week long of offensive band names. That you like
the
and
fuck
that,
you week tour.
The fuck you tour, yeah. Fuck you and your puppy tour. No, we do not fuck puppies.
No, that's just
or
wrong.
Dogs.
We don't fuck anything that doesn't want to be fucked. Wait.
It's for salmon. Salmon deserve it. They like it.
Yeah, they like to be raped.
Do it. Do it.
All right.
We're so going to hell.
All right. This is Mr. Soisy saying tune in next week for another awesome episode of Montana Metal. Thanks for tuning in.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, you know, the best thing about wearing a sweater in the winter? No bra.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying check out our website, make requests, and submit your music at mistressesofmayhem.com.
She's like, no, oh, do it. You do it.
Yeah, do it. Just do it. Just do it. All right.
You want to. Hunt us down, of course. We are everywhere that you are. You can watch us, stalk us, see what we've done in the past.
We're still waiting for an owl.
Plan our future for us.
You wanna?
We've been to a psychic. She was not very helpful. She's like, you will die eventually. We're like, no fucking shit.
Right? I could have told you that.
Smack her and walk
freak.
Out. Like, I'm going to tell the future of you. I'm not you're not getting paid.
Here, let me tell you your future. You're going to get punched in the head.
I'm not getting paid. Like, that was my Mistress Mystery. I didn't punch you in the head. I punched you in the nuts.
Little nuts.
The chick, we have some issues.
Alrighty, we're going to head over to the Great Falls area, listen to some Refuse Resist. It's a
Sepultura.
By Black Jesus Vomit.
I don't even know where to start now.
Squirrel.
Okay.
Going to head over to the Great Falls area. This is Refuse Resist. It's a Sepultura tribute cover by Black Jesus Vomit. These guys were formed in 2002. You can check them out on Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, and Reverb Nation.
I love these guys. They've had so many people that have been offended by their name and
protested.
It's like the Jesus word of all things. It just bothers people. It's a name. It's like Black Ralph Vomit.
How do you know if it's not Jesus?
You know,
it could be, but I think they're pronounced it Jesus.
Yeah, I think they should release an album called Black Jesus Vomit Moist, and they would have like all these words that could be offensive at once.
There you go.
Maybe Moist Black Jesus Vomit. Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
So for your next album, their EP request. Moist. Yeah, right?
There you go.
Right.
I want them to do an entire album with all the words that offend people and have it be the name of each song.
Yep.
Because like, there's lots of words that bother people that are like kumquat. It's one of those words that offend people even though there's nothing wrong with it.
How would you... Never mind.
You're a kumquat. She's a kumquat. They're all fucking kumquats.
All right.
I wrote your first song.
I went to the grocery store. Kumquat. Yeah, so it'd be fine.
All right.
I would totally sing the kumquat song.
I would too.
Awesome. Top of my fucking lungs. As long as it has good a beat.
Yep. As long
the beat
as it's
all about
beat.
It, man.
It is all about the beat.
Absolutely.
You can say whatever you want sometimes.
Yep.
You're like, I was doing things to the neighbor.
Whoa.
The garbage can. You know, things smell funny. And I don't know what's on my hand.
I need cream for that rash.
Whoa.
This is why we don't write. We leave the writing up to you guys because you're awesome.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys get out and support your local scene. And we want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week because he's awesome like that. And of course, Sean from mtradio.net for letting us play on his awesome station.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to all the listeners. Awesome. Thank you guys.
You're awesome.
For tuning in each and every week and all the awesome bands.
You obviously have good taste.
You do.
I don't know.
Fun taste?
Okay, you have our taste.
Yay.
You like the way we taste?
Hey.
Oh, wait, that's a different party altogether.
Yay. All right, you've been listening to Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
How's that old mayhem break?
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com,